This is Dave Glowatz. Welcome to another in my series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on politics and government for the Chicago Reader and who's here with me today. What do you say, Ben?
I also would like to tell all our many, many listeners out there that Dave and I are wearing a shirt of the same color today. As you can see, look, I'll hold it up to the microphone.
A little visual aspect that you don't normally get in our interview. Mm-hmm. Today we're talking about the article that appeared in the Chicago Reader on September 22nd, 2011, that in the print edition is titled Mayor Emanuel's Guide to Union Busting, Just Do It for the Kids. And in the online version, it's titled Mayor Union Buster. And how would you summarize this article?
Mayor Emanuel's half-baked idea to lengthen the school day. I was talking about how it was a brilliant public relations stunt to organize massive amounts of derision aimed at the teachers and their union, when in fact, it's a half-baked idea. And in reality, what it does is destroys the teachers' union, which is what he really wants to do, because they're one of the few forces of opposition in this town.
Well, I want to ask you a question about efforts to lengthen the Chicago Public Schools day.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking, for example, of a Tribune quoting a sixth grade science teacher in Chicago Public Schools saying, "I completely agree that we need a longer day." Elsewhere, the news media have reported that teachers at one school voted for the longer day because they couldn't fit everything in that they wanted to do. So given these sorts of things and the number of schools that, I don't know, is it like a dozen now that have signed on to the longer day, given all that, do you have a problem with any effort to lengthen the CPS school day?
Absolutely not. If teachers, principals, parents have come to the conclusion that their school should go longer and they have an idea of how they're going to add time to the day in a constructive way, or what they hope will be a constructive way for the students, God bless them. Go ahead. But what Mayor Emanuel came up with bears no relationship to what I described. He mandated a longer day without giving any sort of idea of what they would use the extra time for, and originally no money to add programs. So just more time. And there's so many issues buried here, Dave, that I think that when it boils down to it, it was just a PR move by the mayor to make teachers, particularly their union, look bad, to tarnish their reputation in the public, to make it look like he, the mayor, cared for the children, and they, the teachers, wanted only to work less and were only worried about their paychecks. When in reality, by and large, teachers care much more about school kids, this is their career, than Mayor Emanuel does, who, until he was running for mayor, never really had anything to say in regards to public education. So I think as a public relations campaign, it's brilliant. He stirred up the mainstream media to bash teachers. I know a lot of Northside Romites, Emanuel heads, are all fired up to bash.
We need another term for that. Those don't quite roll off the tongue.
Okay, I'm working on it. His ditto heads on the North Side, and there's so many of them, I live among them, and are all fired up about it, but it doesn't in any way resemble sound educational policy, and it's not addressing some of the key issues that public schools face in the city of Chicago.
Mayor Emanuel has notably decided to send his kids to an elite private school rather than a Chicago public school. And I don't want to get into whether the mayor should send his kids to a public school, but a few weeks ago on Chicago Tonight, Phil Ponce asked the mayor why his decision is not a reflection on CPS, and the mayor didn't answer. Do you think the mayor's decision is a reflection on CPS schools?
No. I think that there's plenty of public schools in Chicago where the mayor's children would have done very well. I think the decision that the mayor made and the mayor's wives made was a reflection of them and their attitudes about where they want to send their kids to school and with whom they want to send their kids to school and what kinds of teachers they want to have. And so, no, it's a private decision. I think the mayor's kids, I'm sure they're very bright, hardworking kids, and they'll succeed wherever they go, and they would have flourished in the Chicago public schools.
Do you think he should have answered the question?
Oh, yes. He should answer all questions. In general, Mayor Emanuel is very tricky in regards to public schools. Well, he's very tricky on all issues, but in particular, we're talking about public education, and he wants to pretend that the fundamental problem does not exist, and that is society has no clue as to how to educate poor kids from dysfunctional, low-income neighborhoods so that they're performing educationally at the same levels as wealthy kids from wealthy neighborhoods. Nobody's figured that out. And so now, in absence of any kind of strategy as to how to address that problem, people are beating up school teachers. Like, they're to blame. As though, oh, the reason why kids in poor neighborhoods don't score as well on national standardized tests as rich kids from wealthy neighborhoods is because those poor kids have bad teachers. And if we can only get good teachers to replace those bad teachers, those poor kids will be scoring as well as kids in the new Trier public school system where Mayor Rahm went, or this private school where his children go. I think that is such a obviously absurd statement and position to take, and that all the policies that ensue are just so fundamentally flawed that we should oppose them. But as I was telling you, Dave, once again, I am in the minority here. I think that at least here in Romland, or whatever we're going to call it, on the north side of Chicago, beating up on teachers has become an exceedingly popular thing.
I think we should have some kind of contest to help us name, come up with the nouns for the, you know, Romland and for people who are Rom adherents. Send those suggestions to glow@mrradio.org.
Yes, please do.
We'll read those on the air, you know, Romtopia, I don't know. Going back to your point about the inequities under which inner city children are raised and which leads to their sort of having a disadvantage going into the school setting, have you encountered anybody in the CPS bureaucracy that gets it?
I've had private conversations with various people down through the years who work for the central office who are in agreement with me on this issue. But publicly, of course, they don't state it. Part of the situation is that the official line is that all children can do all things. And so you're making excuses for the system if you say, well, there's a disparity between poor kids and wealthy kids. So as long as we're sticking to that official line, that's political correctness on steroids, I might add, then you're never going to have an honest discussion. And in my opinion, you're never going to come up with solutions that really get at the heart of the matter. You know, things like really seriously lowering class size, almost having tutoring, if you will, doing whatever you can, after school programs on a concerted
providing child care.
Child care or what have you, you know, promoting education at the earliest possible age. You're never going to have any kind of major victory on this front. And this, the whole notion that all children, I just find this one incredible, should be scoring at the rough same level on a test is equally absurd. I just know from my own experience, I was a very poor test taker. And so I can sympathize with kids who don't do well on standardized tests. And the notion that there's something wrong with the teachers to explain why I didn't score well on a test is really unfair to the teacher. So
back to my question, have you encountered folks who get this?
Well, yes. Privately, we have private conversations, but publicly, they don't dare defy, you know, the official line of the day.
But they work in the system.
Yeah, yeah. You're recognizing inconsistency, a fundamental inconsistency. I know a lot of employees, or I've talked to a lot of employees down to the years who work for the Board of Education and work for the City of Chicago, who cheer me on. Give them hell. You're absolutely right. I can't say this because I draw a paycheck. And the reality is that, you know, their families are dependent on the money they make, and I don't hold that against them. But for whatever reason, they find themselves working for a system that they don't believe in. But I can't think of any school official in my lifetime who has publicly stated what we've just stated.
I imagine some of them are trying to work from within to try to change CPS policies.
Well, when it comes to schools, my attitude is this. The really great schools that I've seen in Chicago are the ones that there's a really healthy mix of participation by parents and teachers and principal, and they're pretty much autonomous from
the central office.
The central office with whatever policy dictates its issuing that day. So they exist in their own little universe. And personally, I was very fortunate to send my children to schools like that. And particularly in a grammar school level. And I used to talk to teachers all the time where we were just sort of shaking our head in disbelief and laughing at the just baffling idiocy that would come from the central office, which would change, it seems like, from year to year. One directive after another that on the ground level, they had to figure out how to work around or just ignore altogether. And lengthening the school day is just another one in the long list. You're going to do this now, whether it makes sense for you or not. You're going to do this. And if you don't do this, you're against the kids. It's so absurd that you really can only laugh at it. The fact that our mainstream media joins the chorus is sort of unsettling. You know, I mean, it just goes to show you like the mentality of people in Chicago where they just follow the leader wherever he takes them.
We'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
This is Dave Glowatz. If you want to hear more of my interviews with Ben Jarofsky, please check back at MrRadio.org or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.